From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Monday, the 18th day of November 2013. The weather is at the top of the news today as the National Weather Service has issued a wind advisory for eastern New York and adjacent western New England, including Greene and Columbia, Albany, Dutchess, Rensselaer, and Ulster counties. That wind advisory is until 4 p.m. South winds of 15 to 30 miles an hour with gusts up to 55 miles an hour are expected Monday morning, shifting to the southwest and the west late morning into the afternoon. The winds will continue until approximately 4 p.m. The winds may bring down large tree branches and cause isolated power outages. Winds this strong can make driving difficult, especially for high-profile vehicles, so please use extra caution. For today, the National Weather Service is predicting a partly sunny day, a chance of showers in the morning with a high near 60 degrees. West winds at 15 to 20 miles an hour and gusts up to 45 miles an hour, decreasing to 30 miles an hour in the afternoon. For Monday night, mostly clear with a low around 30 degrees. We'll run down the next 3 days forecast in a moment, but first, here is the weekend in review. Some of the stories that made the news from November 15th to November 18th. Michael Ryan reported in the Windham Journal that Stacy Post is the winner in the Windham Town Supervisor race. Post was declared the winner over incumbent Stephen Walker after absentee ballots were counted at the Greene County Board of Election on Thursday, November 17th. She won by 6 votes. Post has served as the Windham Police Chief since 2009. She's expected to resign from that post sometime before she is sworn in as supervisor on January 1st. That is a story that you'll find in the Windham Journal. Groups calling for an end to the Common Core standards are asking New York parents to participate in a nationwide public protest and keep their children home from school today. In a statement released by the Hudson Valley Americans for Freedom and the 518 Liberty Action Alliance, united to protest Common Core in New York on Saturday. The group recommended students remain at home in an effort to, and I quote, send a message to the state and federal governments, end quote, in recognition of the deleterious influence of the Common Core standards on children and educators. Organizers will hold a silent public protest in front of the State Education Building in Albany beginning at 11 a.m. Jim Plank reported in the Daily Mail that the town of Catskill has adopted a $7 million budget for 2014, a 3.7% increase over the current year. The town board adopted the budget at its regular meeting early this month. A public hearing was held with no comment received. Under the new spending plan, the tax levy will increase 2.3% town-wide and 2.1% within the village. In Athens, Melanie Lekasevic writes town officials are considering a preliminary 2014 budget that, if approved, would mean a 2.39% tax increase for property owners. The tax increase exceeds the state's mandated tax cap. The proposed budget does not cut any services, with the exception of the recycling station. Town salaries are expected to increase. Non-union employees, including elected officials and members of the town council, will receive raises of 1.5% under the plan. Both the budget and the tax cap override law will be discussed at a public hearing today, November the 18th. Jordan Carlio Evangelist reported at the Capitol Confidential, the Capital Region's two congressmen split along party lines on the Keep Your Health Plan Act of 2014, which will allow Americans to keep health insurance plans that don't comply with the requirements of the Affordable Care Act. Kinderhook Republican Chris Gibson voted with the House's ruling Republicans for it. Gibson has several times pushed for outright repeal of the act. Amsterdam's Democrat Paul Tonko voted with most Democrats to oppose the legislation. You'll find that full story in the Capitol Confidential, a Times Union blog. Art Cusano reported in the Register Star that the 93rd annual Edith Cayce Christmas Stocking Fund will begin its registration drive on Monday. Last year, the program, named for a former Columbia County caseworker, provided gifts to nearly 1,200 children from newborns to 17 years old from more than 400 families. Columbia County families can register in person at the county DSS office located at 25 Railroad Avenue in Hudson. The program relies on toy and monetary donations from the public. DSS will accept new, unwrapped toys at its Railroad Avenue location and a variety of other locations around the county, including Hudson City Hall and the Columbia County Department of Motor Vehicles. You can read that full story in today's Register Star. As for the weather, the National Weather Service has issued a wind advisory for eastern New York and adjacent western New England, including Greene, Columbia, Albany, Dutchess, Rensselaer, and Ulster counties, until 4 p.m. South winds at 15 to 30 miles an hour with gusts of up to 55 miles an hour are expected this morning, shifting to the southwest and the west late in the morning into the afternoon. The winds will continue until approximately 4 p.m. The winds may bring down large tree branches and cause isolated power outages. Winds this strong can make driving difficult, especially for high-profile vehicles. Use extra caution. For today, the National Weather Service is forecasting a partly sunny day, a chance of showers in the morning, a high near 60 degrees, west winds at 15 to 20 miles an hour, gust of up to 45 miles an hour, decreasing to 30 miles an hour on Monday afternoon. Monday night, mostly clear with a low around the 30s. On Tuesday, sunny, much cooler, highs in the lower 40s. Tuesday night, clear with a low in the 20s. On Wednesday, sunny with a high in the 40s. Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low in the upper 20s. On Thursday, partly cloudy with a high in the upper 40s. Thursday night, mostly cloudy with a low in the lower 30s. Sunrise this morning was at 6:50 a.m. and the sun will set at 4:30 p.m., providing us with 9 hours and 40 minutes of daylight, exactly the same as yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for this day, Monday, the 18th day of November 2013. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.